All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Bud Light. I am alongside my best friend, Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, baby? Uh-oh, and Hollis is still muted. There he is.
My bad. Sorry. How you doing today? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right, man. What's is it still cold up there?
You know what? Today was mild.
Yeah?
It wasn't that bad today.
Is there still snow on the ground?
In some areas, yeah. But it was like 40-some degrees, supposed to be 50-some tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But nice. I think it's going to go back down. But I come out there next week. It's a 9-day countdown.
All right. I was going to tell everybody, guess what? Hollis going to be out of that real soon, baby.
Damn, Skippy. So, but it's still going to be cold, and still going to be cold at night. But it's going to warm up during the daytime, which makes it a little bit better.
What's up, Chris? What's up, Brandon? Alex, what's up, Jamie? Thanks for the well wishes, English Captain. Everybody in the room right now. We have an interesting show tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a little laissez-faire, but we're going to start getting into your wish list. Into your wish list. What do you want? What do you want to see the Eagles do with the sixth pick? Do me a favor. Don't start writing that down in the chat room just yet. When we get to it, I want everybody's thoughts. But I also want to go through position needs. Tank and I have a laundry list of, well, pretty much places where we suck right now. And it's not small, unfortunately. And this is no longer a duct tape fix.
Exactly.
This one has to be torn down and reconstructed properly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to that shortly. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the elephant in the room, Tiger Woods. A little bit, screwed up. We're going to talk about how Carson, sorry, brother, but number 11 ain't gonna be yours, baby. Hey. I
thought that was great. Wow.
We're gonna talk about Hugh Douglas and hair plants, apparently. Oh,
dear Lord, man.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get through the business first. You guys, it is week number 4 on the I'd pipe Sean McVay's girlfriend list, and I'd still pipe Sean McVay's girlfriend.
I second that motion.
Brandon Griffith, great. Can you draft the GM? Perfect. Exactly. Everybody, make sure you download, rate, review, and subscribe to us on Google Play or iTunes by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can simply also just download the iHeartRadio app where you get all three shows, the flagship show, Green Legion Radio, and, of course, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, and Get Tanked Happy Hour, both on Tuesdays now. The boys will be going on tonight at 8 o'clock, so you're going to get a double dose of Green Legion Radio coming up. And, again, we have some big plans for weekends starting in April. It's not finished yet, but looks like we're going to have a little baseball brunch on Sunday from 11 to 2. We might be looking at a location for this particular show, which could be pretty awesome. Could be our friends over down by the stadium. There's a couple of them that we use currently, so could be an interesting scenario there. We also think we're gonna see if we can get Rob V on Real Radio with a special wrestling show. Sweet. That would be a professional wrestling show. Everyone, there's a massive following, and we would love to add that to the repertoire of Green Legion Radio. So. We could also be getting Ice to Shorts Winter Sports on the air. And that's what we're really trying to accomplish here. There's so much that we can add to the programming over at iHeart and Fox Sports The Gambler. And hopefully these guys are open to it. The discussions are there, and now we just need to make it happen. So could be a fun year for Green Legion Radio, everybody. Make sure you sponsor or patronize our sponsor, Bud Light, everybody. That's making all of this go round. Also, our good friends over at Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon. MCS Construction Services, the largest residential contractor in the Philadelphia area. TheNextSip.com, that's COVID-accepted drinking, hands-free. Wrap it around your neck, use the straw, you never have to touch it again. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, and Cavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies at Delilah's do help need help getting through med school, so take care of them. All our City Fitness Philadelphia locations. And if you are not in Philadelphia, make sure you go across the bridge to our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness. Tank.
What's up?
What happened this week in sports history, and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is February the 23rd. Let's see, 54th day of the year. There's 311 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start off with some national holidays. We got today is National Banana Bread Day, which is one of my favorite types of bread. Mm-hmm. Today is Curling is Cool Day. I don't know why it's cool, but today is also a Dog Biscuit Day. And it's another holiday called Spray Day. It was a bunch of cats up there, so I'm thinking that it's got something to do with cheesing as a per the South Park episode. Now, today is in 1896, I got some events. Tootsie Rolls were introduced today by Leo Hirschfeld.
Okay.
And then in 1821
was Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Rolls are all I see. In 1821, the very first United States Pharmacy College was here, right here in Philadelphia. It was opened up on this day. Then we take it to 1945, when we were just speaking off the air about this event in Iwo Jima. The United States Marine raised the American flag on the Mount of Iwo Jima. And then I take it to the Iron Bowl. Today is actually the very first Iron Bowl, back in 1893 on February the 22nd. It's actually yesterday. It's Birmingham, and it was in Birmingham, Alabama, but it was Alabama and Auburn. And then I put this one in here.
Sack, Hollis, enjoy National Banana Hammock Day. 9 more days, baby.
Yes. And I put this one in here.
Hey, by the way, Sack, if he wears a banana hammock anytime he's down here, he's out. He's gone. I'm going to get him. I'm going to push him down the mountain. I'm not going to lie.
And on February the 22nd, which was yesterday, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots in 2019, was arrested
is it National Human Trafficking Handjob Day?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
And a couple of quick birthdays here. We have 1940 tight end Jackie Smith, 1943 wide receiver Fred Biletnikoff. Put this one in here especially for yourself and Sackmaster. Today is Bobby Bonilla's birthday. 1963.
I think every day he wakes up is his birthday.
And Andy Shark, one of the Shark Tank guys, Damon John. Today is Damon John's birthday, 1969. Now, today I wanted to take it all the way back to my days. You could call it I was going to school. I really wasn't going to school at this point. I was waiting on the draft that started back in 1996 in February. And I started having to work out and carry what was known as a Sky Pager. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
So I'm in class half sleep because I know I don't want to be in there. So all of a sudden my pager starts going off.
Can anybody picture Tank in a classroom?
In a desk.
No way.
In a classroom desk too. I was destroying the desk already in the back of the room. And probably snoring. And my pager kept going off until the teacher came over and woke me up. I was like, could you please stop that? It's buzzing extremely loud. So I happened to look down at those ones that you could leave the little message across. So it was like, could you please come to the field house? There's a couple of teams over here to work you out. So and going over there to work out, I was telling you this story because it was fun. It was funny as shit. Speaking of shit. So it was one guy at NIU. And if old dog is watching and Dante know we're watching, a lot of the guys worked out would be working out for Green Bay, and I want to say the Dolphins and Denver Broncos. So as we're working out, one of the larger guys, he got into the line to run the 40. So I went to take a whiz and I come back and they were moving the drill down. So apparently in his takeoff, he shit his pants.
No.
We called him Doobie. We'll just throw his nickname out there. It's Doobie. Everybody remembers Doobie.
No, it's even better. That's what's even better. It's what we should be calling Diaz all along.
Duke. No, I'm talking about it was just like Hershey squirts like all over the place. I was like, did somebody open a baby diaper? But that was one of my workouts, and that's my story for today.
You know what? We're going to go through the room here real quick because I got to find something here.
Okay.
All right. Frankie Callahan, what are you doing, man? You come in here boasting all this money that you're laying down, and I bet you have a tough time paying your rent. $10K on your over on the Sixers game tonight. A lock, just like my last five picks. Frankie, nobody cares. All right. We're on Fox Sports The Gambler on Saturdays, but this show is not a gambling show.
No, honestly. Not today, no.
Well, no, we could care less. We got to gamble with walking out of the fucking door. as opposed to need to spend money, you know, that we don't have. Let's see. What's up, David Harris? Good to see you, my friend. Brandon Griffith. Let's see. Sam, Super Sam's in the house. Adam Gilmore, who will stop getting paid by the Mets when Tatis Jr. stops getting paid by the Padres? Keenan Harmon, what's up, Keenan? Everybody, good show for you tonight. Let's talk about the elephant in the room real quick.
Yeah, please do.
The storyline is kind of odd. Apparently, there was some sort of national show being filmed.
CBS, yeah.
And right before the producer got there, Woods was leaving, pissed off. Apparently, he's in his car. The producer drives to the hotel. Apparently, Woods almost hit his vehicle on the way out.
Wow.
Driving very fast and very erratic. Nobody's saying whether or not there was alcohol or drugs involved. So I don't want to go there first. I want to give these guys a benefit of the doubt. Seven in the morning. Now, if he's up at 7 in the morning, he's got bigger problems than, you know, recreational pain meds and a lot of alcohol in his system.
Yeah. And that road he was on, the road where he was on, I've been on that road before. And I was just talking to some friends. It's just if somebody was like an animal may have jumped out or something. But I was, and if he was not really paying attention, and you're like, oh, something's jumped out. You don't want to. But it's, I was like, I would have killed the animal. But I don't know what was going through his mind.
You guys remember this, man. If unless it's a human being that jumps out in front of your car, speed up. That's what you're supposed to do. I'm not kidding.
Well, sometimes if it's a deer, though, you might want to try to avoid that because it will destroy your car.
No, the only way you get away with that thing not destroying your car is if you speed up. Okay. Look it up. Everything you want to do animal wise, speed up. Human being, no, get the fuck out of the way. Slow down. Whatever you can do. Deer, throw it over. But so nobody knows except that. He had to be removed by the jaws of life.
Jaws of life, yes. It was a car accident, and I don't know. Did you see any other footage?
I didn't. I didn't look. I didn't feel the need to become morbidly realistic today. I also don't want to dwell on him. My man's had a lot of shit going on in his life.
True.
A lot of it is self-induced, but. You know, we all have our issues. We all have our vices. We all have our addictions. We all have our issues. And,
hey, know, I love food. I love food. Sorry.
I love just about anything I can get in my way. I don't even want to speculate. I guess I want to just say, hey, man, that this guy's done so much for golf.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he's crossed racial barriers like no person has in the last. Mm-hmm. Two decades, and he came back and showed that he could do it again after all the odds were against him. And I just want to wish him well. I hope you get better. I hope you're good, man. I hope you're all right. He was probably not going to play in the Masters.
Yeah,
because he just had back surgery again.
Yeah, that's what. And I think I'm thinking that it was a reaction to the pain meds because the last time when he got pulled over for driving erratically, you can't take those pain meds and start driving point blank. It's especially if he's in he had surgery and if he's in the pain that I think he's in, especially because the back is a finicky animal.
No, fucking Adam Gilmore again, talking about if you know, don't hit humans. He goes, some humans though.
Oh man,
listen to Jay Vagnetti pretending like she's part of the club now. We are 50 now. Our reflexes are not that quick to make a judgment. Jay, I love you. And I'm looking forward to Jay Vagnetti, Jeannie Green, Tara Gustin, and Janine Christie all coming down to visit me on Thursday.
Awesome, we're gonna be sauce.
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating Jay's 50th and a few other things. We got a sunset cruise on Friday. We're going to be having a good old time.
Make sure you take it to the Sunset Restaurant.
Yeah, oh, we're going to Casa Chameleon. You know that, baby.
I don't know. Just that long walk just kills me up the pathway. Oh, God.
Keenan, so news just said that no jaws were needed to get Woods out as previously reported. Well, that's good, man. I said, you know, I just still want to send him well wishes, man.
Yeah, send him well wishes. Yeah, I send him a prayer. The prayers and well wishes go out to him, because especially his kids too, because you see how close he is to his young ones. So
yeah,
I know they're on edge a little bit too. So it's like it's no need for nobody to pile on to what's going on.
What's up, Desire? I mean, Desiree.
That's Desiree. Hey.
Well, that's good, man. It says that injuries are not life-threatening, but could be career-threatening.
Well, at least one compound fracture.
Oh, did he have one of those?
Yeah, at least one. He was in surgery. Yeah.
It might be tough to recover from that.
Mm-hmm. Extremely tough. You should know.
I have a compound fracture scar to prove it. Mm. They are not fun, my friend. They're not fun. So tell us a story about Carson Wentz and Michael Pittman, bro.
I said I would tell you on the air. So I'm scrolling through the Twitter, through the Twitterverse. And as I come up on something, it kept scrolling across the bottom line. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So apparently Carson went and asked Michael Pittman Jr. for number 11, or some people were hinting that he was going to have to give up the number 11. So Michael Pittman Jr. was like, number 11 is mine. I'm number 11. And then so apparently Carson asked him for it. He's like, nah, I'm good. So the other part, so then, the fellas got into it because Corey Simon and Hugh Douglas, when Corey Simon first came to the team, Corey Simon wanted 53. From Hugh Douglas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Hugh Douglas. So Corey chimed in.
Why would Corey want 53? Corey's a nose tackle from here to the end of time.
Yeah, but he was 53 in college.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I get it. But I'm sorry, man. You outgrew that number, bro.
Corey chimes in and said, Hugh Douglas said he might have to come up off that. And so then Corey chimes in and is like, you were not that easy. How come you didn't come up off the 5'3" like that when I came to the team? I was like, yeah. So and so then we chime in with that, and then we go backwards and forth. And then we find out that Carson actually extended his hand out to ask Pittman, and he says, pretty much says, hell no.
Hey, nice to meet you. Go fuck yourself. That line. Hold on. Here we go. I got to keep going.
So then I'm steady watching it, and they're making kind of a big thing of it. So then Chris Sims chimes in. He's like, hey, it's some things Carson's going to have to change. It's like, you did play well last year. You're coming into a new situation. It's basically, he's like, no need to fucking it up here. Just change your number. And so I'm cracking up because now Chris Sims is giving out advice. I'm like, you should be.
Bro, I got my favorite handshake of all time.
Which one?
I am hoping and praying to God there's no YouTube ad right before this.
Okay.
But here we go, everybody. My favorite handshake of all time.
Sorry.
Hold on, we get a better one. It wasn't loud enough. Let me try again. Shaking hands. Stay away from her.
Suck my dick.
Major League. Tom Berenger. Yes. Stay away from her. Suck my dick.
Hey. That was funny as hell, dude.
That is a good one, man. That is one of my. That's my favorite handshake of all time.
But they've been making sport of him for the entire week. Everybody's talked about it. From Ryan Clark to Chris Sims to really? Hugh Douglas and Corey Simon, because I know some people pay an extensive amount of money. The part I was getting to was some people pay an extensive amount of money for their number. I don't think he's going to get it off of Pittman because Pittman's dad played. So
you know, the worst exchange of numbers to me was Steve Largent and Jerry Rice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, you gotta respect Jerry Rice a lot, but I don't know. I kind of saw that as classless. You were 81 in San Francisco, Bo.
Right.
All right, let it go. And Largent didn't even put up a battle.
But he was 80 in San Francisco. Terrell Owens was 81. Remember?
Oh, I'm sorry, 80. My bad.
Yeah. And it was kind of, I was like, man, I couldn't have did it either. You call me what you want, but you're not playing on my squad and putting on my number.
Thanks. All right. Hey, man, love that you're here, but no.
Yeah, no.
Hey, man, nice to meet you. Suck my dick.
Stay away from my number.
Hey, what's up, Justin? My nephew Justin's in the room. What's up,
bro? Oh, what's up, Justin? How's Justin doing?
I hope he's doing well, man. Hope he's doing well at his job as well. John Kruk and Mitch Williams exchanging numbers. I don't remember that, Russ. Did they do that? I don't think Kruk ever gave a shit about anything, which was air apparent in his at bat, his leadoff appearance against Randy Johnson.
Oh yeah,
just laughing the whole time. What's up, Tip? How are you? How is Keep the Change? Everybody follow Keep the Change band.
Oh, cool.
And follow our good friend Jeff Perlman and company wherever they go. I don't know when the next time they're going to be at a place that is allowing this stuff, but best of luck to you, man. Maybe we can figure out a way to get you to some Green Legion events this year and kind of help get that name back out there some more. We appreciate you, brother. Chuck Bolger loved Kruk. Yeah, Kruk was the man, dude. If you don't like John Kruk, you've got issues, man. There's something wrong with you. Let's do this, man. Let's take our first break. We come back. We're gonna talk about what your wish list is, man. Yeah. What do you want out of this draft? Hopefully we're gonna go ahead, Ted.
I'll let you know what the rumors I've heard of which way Howie is thinking of going.
Oh. Okay.
the hint is it's he always favors his alma mater.
Great. What, Fordham? No, that's where he went to law school. Where'd he go to undergrad?
Did you want me to tell you?
No, not yet. Anyway, okay. Get Tanked Happy Hour powered by Green Legion Radio and sponsored by Bud Light. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. All right, everybody, Get Tanked Happy Hour with Tank and Q, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by Bud Light. My man, I love that. I don't even need the soundbite anymore. I just love watching the pony in Tank's big old fucking first baseman's mitt. It's great. What are you looking at, Tank?
I was looking at my front door. Somebody was knocking at it.
You got to go get that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, I got this covered.
Hold on a second.
All right. So everybody, let's start getting into this. First of all, we all know that everybody can't stand Howie. That we've established that. It's cool. And now we've got some big decisions to make, or now he has some big decisions to make. We obviously have no say in this thing. And unfortunately, that's usually the case in professional sports. And On Thursday's taping of Saturday's show, we're going to go over dysfunctional Philadelphia front office families that were in power for too long and who had the worst. Because we could talk about this for quite some time, man.
It's two of them that's right up there that are still reeling to this day.
Still to this day. And it's crazy because you would think – I don't know. You would think that at some point in time, you just get tired of the deliberation of the fan base and you have to listen to them eventually. You know, I get it. You know, you can be stubborn and you could say it's your organization and I'm going to run my company the way I want to run my company. But we're shareholders, man, and we're pissed. And, you know, we're giving you just think right now, the latitude that we wouldn't. That you wouldn't have if we didn't win that Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down on on Patterson Avenue with a sign in my Green Legion outfit, camping out across the street, and people would be joining me, and that would be to get Howie out of power because the thing is kind of ridiculous. We're hoping for the best here. But on that note, because there's so much going on here, we have to discuss where we need help.
Yeah.
And Tank, I don't know about you. I don't have this in any particular order, and I kind of want to put it in order. I also want to hear what you guys think of the order in which we need to address first. O-line. O-line sticks out like a sore thumb right now. You know, we're all hoping Jordan Mailata takes the next step at left tackle. I kind of got this feeling that we're going to have to put up with the Andre Dillard report every day come training camp and OTC.
Big pudding.
And you know, you're going to have to sit there and wonder, oh, my God, do I really have to, you know, consider whether or not this guy's going to be in the starting lineup again?
Well, you know, the weird thing is I'm not so pressed and worried about offensive line because if you actually watch the way those guys blocked, we have 14 different combinations, and some of it was not them. Actually, a lot of it is if you go and look at we had the 15th rated offensive line versus the pass. Versus the pass. And they gave up 50 sacks to Carson.
Okay. Well, then let's break this down real quick because I'm going to disagree with you right off the bat.
You can't. Go ahead.
The only veteran right now that you can count on, and he wasn't even somebody you could count on, that was Lane Johnson. No. And, you know, is Brandon Brooks going to come back healthy? How long is it going to be before he snaps the other Achilles that he snapped 3 years ago?
No.
You know, it's one after the other. Jason Kelsey, you know, we give him shit for being a small center, but looks like that's about the right size to stay healthy because he's the only one.
He's the only one.
Yeah. Then you got to look at Isaac Seumalo, who didn't do dick this year.
Neither.
All right. And you got to look at Jordan Mailata and go, is this guy your left tackle?
Yeah.
And is he? I like how he played. And he definitely got his licks in. So. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy should get his opportunity, but is he the right guy? Should they move him into the guard position where it's going to be a lot easier for him? He could just fucking stand there.
Yeah.
And imagine what you have if you're going down the weak side on a run and all you have to do just get behind Jordan's ass.
Yeah.
You know, I got to think you're picking up 2 yards. You got to pick up least, that third one, that fourth and goal. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a, you know, don't take no shotgun.
Right.
And the ball up. But yeah.
And you know the other thing too with what you're saying, I'm not saying at number six. I don't want offensive lineman at number six, second, third round.
We're not getting there yet, bro.
Okay. So I do.
This is you not reading the run sheet because I didn't get it to you in time.
Well, no, but just so I do. So what I was saying was, I do agree with you. We do need some offensive line help.
Okay. All right. Yeah, good. So. All right. We also need linebacker.
Big time. Yeah.
All right. I like Alex Singleton. Not big enough.
Mm-mm.
You know. Not big enough. Sorry, bro. You know, you're just you need 20 more pounds and a bit more of an attitude.
Hey, that's why they moved in. Remember I told you they moved the kid Avery into middle because what he played, he's 6'2", 250.
We're getting there, bro. We're getting there.
Go ahead.
But 6'2", 250 is not Jeremiah Trotter. All right?
Close to it.
but I'm saying it's not Jeremiah. He's not Jeremiah Trotter.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's off and on. You don't know what's going on there. The middle linebacker position is a spot on this team they have not addressed properly since Jeremiah Trotter left.
Pretty much.
Period. What? Lavon Kirkland?
No.
No. You know, he was a nice plug there.
But Jeremiah came back after that, though.
Well.
See? But it's to what you said, the only guy we had was the kid out of Texas. And he was decent, but I still felt like he should have been playing wheel linebacker. Jordan Hicks.
I like Hicks, but he was soft.
Yeah.
That was his problem. He was soft. You need help at safety. I'm sorry, man. You can't run this team with Jalen Mills and Rodney McLeod. Love Rodney McLeod, you know,
yeah.
a fellow iHeartRadio partner here and Fox Sports the Gambler, but I'm sorry, these are not the two players. Yeah. You need to solidify one of those positions.
Exactly.
As we found in the Brian Dawkins era, you can have a serviceable safety in the strong safety position, but you need to have a free safety that can hit and can roam the field.
Yes.
And outside of that, man, we don't have that. We haven't had that since the Dawkins era, pretty much.
And can cover down on the inside receiver without having to come off the field. And because you want – what we need on our defense is playmakers. And at the linebacker and the safety position, or as I was saying, also the corner position. But we need – what you're saying the same thing I'm saying. We need playmakers on that side of the ball. So when it's nut cutting time and we need a play, we need the ball back, we need somebody over there to do something because we don't have anybody right now.
I get you. All right. And then, you know, the other elephant in the room is I still think regardless.
You're right. I know where you're going.
You have to get another receiver in this draft. What? Alshon? No.
Nope.
All right. Deshaun, you know, wrote his thank you. And hey, thanks for the three plays that you made in the 2 years you were here, bro. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Thanks. And the last one, the flip that re-injured your ankle, you fucking moron.
Oh God, that was horrible.
Just stupid. Oh, yeah. Stupid. Now here we go. And this one might sound like a bit of a stretch, but this is a team that likes to, you know, we have a new head coach, so we don't know. All right. But historically, this is a team that likes to run a two tight end set.
You know it.
We have two tight ends. Well, we do right now, but Zach is going to be gone.
He's going to be gone, yeah.
He's not going to be here again.
Yeah.
And even if he is, I don't think he's going to, you know, it could be contract year, but I don't know. I'm not buying him as a player anymore. I never bought him as a blocking tight end.
Nah, and you knew they was passing when he was in there.
And you want Dallas Goedert out off the line making plays because he is a playmaker.
Yeah. He's the kind of tight end that could get that yak, that yards after the catch, baby.
Yep. And that's something that Zach Ertz never did. One time. He got it in the Super Bowl. I mean, thank God for that. But after that, you know, Zach falls like a bag of bricks. But and then I know you guys don't want to hear this one as well, but this is the scary part.
That's it.
The quarterback. I don't know. I mean, if you're doubling down on Jalen Hurts as your guy,
no, you're not.
I don't. Then there's something wrong with you. And think about this. And this is where this position becomes extremely delicate in how you handle. If you're in a position right now to get a legitimate quarterback for the future at six, all right, if in fact you don't hope to be in that sixth position again,
right?
You know, the only way you're going to do it in theory, you know, is to trade assets to move up, and you know that's going to hamper your future again. And we saw what took place with our team when that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you sit on that? Do you go, all right, look, you know, hey, the one position you have to solidify is quarterback. I get it. There's so many things that we need. But how often are you going to be this high in the draft without giving up first round picks to trade up?
Exactly.
And have an opportunity to grab, you know, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. You know, the list goes on and on. Trey Lance, but no, that's North Dakota.
No. What you're saying, I think they think they're going in. I know they're going in a whole different direction of what you're saying. I already know that. And his undergrad alma mater is a University of Florida. So you know he's thinking about the kid Kyle Pitts, the tight end, the game changer.
I know, and he is a game changer, but I don't know here. So let's get into the room here. And, okay. And let's see what these guys were.
See what they got going here.
Yeah, let's see
here. While you're doing that, I'll let you know my wish list for cornerback was one. It's like the Surtain and Horn and Samuels, because we played a division where we had some pretty big receivers and some pretty fast receivers. So those guys are the 6'1", 6'2", guys, really fast guys. They kind of they would be shut down corners in college, but they'll be just good corners, great corners in the NFL. What you got going? I see you chuckling. Give it to me.
Jeff Perlman, if we could trade Matt Pryor for 2 Cadbury eggs, we'd win that trade.
Oh, you talk about can't get right?
Russ Taylor wrong. Reese's peanut butter cup eggs. Deb Kurtz thinks we go cornerback and linebackers. Jason Kelsey is a beast. David Harris. Let's see here. Bring back Mamula. Russ Taylor, you are stoned. Love you.
Big time, he is.
Alshon gone. Adam Gilmore. Could you trade Cox without a big cap hit and get some good draft picks? Interesting tip.
That is an interesting tip. But do you have to replenish the – because I like Hargraves. I like him. But Malik gets too many 15-yard penalties.
Yeah.
It's like if he get him at the damnedest time, they get a first down. Like the one time we had him on the a goal line stop. He gets a unnecessary roughness penalty, automatic first down. So you got to go 4 more damn times. So I think we need some. If they get rid of Cox, they're going to have to get some more leadership down there, especially on the interior. I think if you get rid of Malik, you probably can save some money. I think he's going to be one of the casualties of war.
I think Malik hasn't done shit since that contract he signed, except sitting in the infirmary. So nobody's really busting this out, but here we go. Let's just go through potential picks here.
Okay.
And see where you guys land. Honestly, I hear tight end at the number 6 position. And I know Kyle Pitts is a different type of tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a game changer. He's too fast for linebackers to cover, and he's too big for safeties to deal with. So it's a double-edged sword for the defense, my man. And I guess they kind of feel like Devontae Smith isn't going to be there.
I think he's going to be there, but I think they like Ja'Marr Chase, so I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. You know, you got to go Devontae Smith if he's there. But I kind of think Miami's got their quarterback in place now.
Yeah.
So now they need somebody for him to throw to.
Yep.
And with the number 2 pick, you know, I don't know how you let that guy go.
Are they happy with Tua, though?
I mean, it's true. Well, here's what we're looking at. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is gone. You know, he's going to be in Jacksonville. It looks like Justin Fields is going to wind up in New York.
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah, Douglas has been, you know, dangling the Sam Darnold carrot for a while now. I'm sorry, the Dolphins have the 3rd pick.
Yeah.
The Falcons are probably going quarterback as well. Yeah. You're looking at Zach Wilson from BYU if he's still there. Can't imagine he wouldn't be. Bengals have to go offensive tackle. They have to protect their franchise. I think Penei Sewell out of Oregon. Yeah. He's the best.
He's the most athletic and best all around offensive tackle. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go there. But now you have all these other picks that should be sitting there. Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver out of LSU. You know, we found out what happens if you let LSU receivers go.
A couple of times. Landry and what's the kid out of
Jefferson.
Jefferson, yeah.
Trey Lance, no, sorry.
No.
Now here's an interesting one. I'm not a big fan of Penn State.
Penn State
develops 2 players, running backs and linebackers. And that's fact. Historically, not as much anymore.
Right.
But this guy is a stud linebacker.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't think he goes that route, but this is one of the positions of need. And more importantly, this along with the wide receiver position, and this is why I can see them not going quarterback right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once you have a stud receiver, the rest of your receiving core gets better. But the same can be said for the middle linebacker position.
Correct.
Once you have that stud middle linebacker, everybody on that core gets better.
Everybody.
Immediately.
Yeah. He makes the guys around him better.
So, you know, here we go again. Cowboys, Rashawn Slater sounds like a route they may go. Their offensive line.
Starting to deteriorate. Yeah.
I guess Caleb Farley is the best cornerback coming out of the draft right now.
I like Patrick Surtain, the second. And also like the kid. I like Asante Samuel's son. And I like Joe Horn's son, too, out of South Carolina.
Why am I not seeing? Yeah, I'm seeing Patrick Surtain going much further down the list than Caleb Farley.
Yeah, but I'm just going off what I see. I see a lot of these guys. Remember, I told you I watch a lot of football. It's an immense amount, but it's like the Caleb Farley kid. He was kind of dicey to me, point blank.
Right.
I thought he was a bit of a turnstile.
Everybody, we gone through about the first 15 possible draft picks. What do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see? The players that we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Who do you think would have the most impact? Who do you think is the smart pick for the Eagles? We want you to type that in right now. While you do that, we are going to take a quick break. I'm going to get a shot. I'm going to take a piss, and I'm going to refresh my beer. Tank, you want to do the same?
I'm going to give me a couple more beers because one that I had put in the freezer, that's what I heard. I thought it was the door, but it was that dropping. Oh, dear Lord.
That's funny. All right, everybody. Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by Bud Light. We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour with Hollis, Tank, Thomas, and myself, Quimby. We are brought to you by Bud Light. Everybody, make sure you pick the Bud Light. There it is, my man. There it is.
Delicious.
All right, let's see what the room says here. Let's see what the room says.
What they got?
All right, we're hearing Parsons, Devontae Smith, Mike Davis. We don't know if he's going to be there, brother. I kind of think he's not going to slip. He's too valuable of an offensive commodity coming out of the best program. No, yeah. It's coming out of the best program in college football for years. Right. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I really think Howie misses the boat on. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the SEC all the time. The Big Ten is not running a close second there unless it's Ohio State,
right?
But the Big 12
only down South Texas. Texas, Oklahoma. Kenneth Murray. Man,
right? Jamar Chase. Mike English. I hear you. David Harris has got 10 on it, by the way.
he's trying to get there real fast.
Yeah. Adam Gilmore. I don't want to see a quarterback because I think it's time. I think by the time it gets to 6, we would be reaching wide receiver is fine as long as this fuckstick doesn't try to outsmart everyone. I'd prefer linebacker, D-back, or offensive line. Most are staying within the room having a conversation. Yeah. What do you think, Big Dog? Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, what's on my mind is I would rather get the best playmaker when we make the pick, whether it be receiver or cornerback or linebacker.
But if you get
a playmaker on our defense, it's like, because I get, you know what? Because I do want competition for Jalen Hurts. Because right now that's who they're going with right now. But I expect them to get in with some quality competition. But if you get there and you're going to try to reach for a quarterback just because, don't do that. If it's somebody that's rated higher than him, like a cornerback or a receiver, I feel like you make your team better by going after one of those guys, even if it's a linebacker, because it's not that many linebackers rated that high. Like the kid out of Penn State, he's rated pretty high. So it's him, and then there's a kid out of Tulsa named Zaven. That's his name. I forgot his last name, but his first name is Zaven. But it's like when you look at the linebacker core, it's not a great linebacker core this year. I think the O-line quarterbacks and receivers, and it's a few good tight ends out there. I just feel like you go for the best player available then, and then you at the positions which you need.
Here's the interesting thing,
and don't try to be the tallest midget in the room.
Can you grab the Twix? Yes, I can. we're looking to get a lot from this draft, and we only have 8 picks.
Yeah,
we only have 8 picks, and the thing that this team has not been hitting on, which it did for a while, it's those third and fourth round offensive linemen.
Yep.
Your Todd Harrimans.
Yep.
Wellborn.
John Wellborn. Doug Brzezinski's.
Yep. You know, all these guys that the Eagles were synonymous with acquiring.
Jamal Jackson, Hank Fraley, Honey Bun.
Yeah. You know, it's just you don't see it anymore. No. And it does. It seems like Howie's trying to be the tallest, trying to be the dwarf among midgets. It's hampered. Yeah.
And it's
cost this team a lot of money.
Yeah, it's cost the team a lot of money. Also, if you look around the league, the word on the street is that he's the main problem in the Eagles front office. We're starting to become one of those teams. If we draft a quarterback at the top 6 pick, we're going to become one of those teams like the Detroit Lions, the Cleveland Browns. Every other year, we're drafting a quarterback at this position. You know how many quarterbacks the Cleveland Browns drafted at 21? They drafted 2 or 3 quarterbacks at 21 and drafted somebody else at the beginning of the draft.
Washington Redskins
also. Do you know what they did with it? The funniest thing that Jeff Fisher ever did was when he was playing with when he was the coach of the St. Louis Rams, they were playing the Washington Redskins. He put 4 defensive linemen up to do the coin toss. You know what? You got those 4 defensive linemen who are currently now all pro and pro bowlers now. Mm. He got those when they traded RG, trade that pick so they could get RG3. That was the funniest shit I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I'm perplexed.
Yeah,
I don't know where to go. I wouldn't know where to go with it. And here's the problem. The bigger problem in this entire equation is, regardless of what direction Howie and the rest of the organization decide to go in,
mm-hmm,
it is going to be frowned upon.
Until they have some success.
If they have some success. We have not had first-round success since Carson, and it's gone downhill ever since. Yeah,
pretty much.
So you're talking about good 3 years of lacking any productivity whatsoever from the most important pick in your entire season.
It's quarterback factory, baby.
Draft pick has to be productive. I get it. You don't hit on all of them, but we are not hitting on any of them right now.
And David Harris just said, don't forget, it's a quarterback factory, baby.
Hold on. Keep going, man, because I got something.
Other thing I was going to say too is like I still don't see how Howie continues to have his job, like after even though the Super Bowl hangover should be over, and at some point when Doug left, when he fired Doug, you got to get rid of the coach too. The GM too. It's rare occasions that the GM actually gets to stick around. Even up there when Adam Gase was up there in New York, and he ended up firing the GM after he got hired. But then what happened? Joe Douglas went up there and fired him.
Yep.
So
this is what I think of when I think of quarterback factory.
Okay.
Or not.
What'd you do?
All right, this one wasn't a good one. Let me go find the other one.
Man, it's
the quarterback factory in Philadelphia is about as reliable as a Jack in the Box.
Oh God awful. I don't know.
This is what they're factoring. All right. Yeah. You're turning the factory and all you're hearing is a Jack in the Box sound bite.
Yeah, and it's when he says something like that and after he makes a dumb move. It's kind of like one of those things where dude, what else can you do? What else do you have to do to get fired?
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if it's a dumb move anymore.
Well, yeah. If we know.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a dumb move.
Yeah.
Right now, the only thing that might keep us competitive next year is if Jalen Hurts has some success.
Yeah.
And if he does, by week six, we'll have forgotten all about this shit.
I know. You know,
with the exception of the fact that the linebacker core is going to get torched. But
is it 17 games this year? Are they playing 17 this year?
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting on you to say something about that due to Green Legion stuff, and I know you want to keep it on the other show as well. But
unfortunately, we get an extra home game this year.
Oh boy!
So
that should be awesome.
Well, I mean, we'll still have a good time at our good friends at Xfinity Live. Looking forward to going home, baby. Looking forward
Damn
to going
home. Damn, Skippy.
And hopefully the Fox Sports The Gambler stage will be in full effect at 11th and Patterson. We'll see about that when we get to it. But it's going to be interesting. Thanks, David Harris.
What day is that?
No, he just said Goodwin with the Jack in the Box factory.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was. You know
we don't have a number two. Do we have a number two?
Yeah, we got a number two. Yeah.
We have two third rounders, but they're pretty high.
I was just high, and then we got somebody. Who else do we got?
Well, we've got a number six overall, number 37 overall in the second round, number 70. Overall in the third round at number 85, that's from Indy. We have then we're not doing anything until the fifth round. 134th overall, 140th.
Then we get a compensatory pick or somewhere.
Got something from Dallas. I don't know where we got this from. Brendan, did we trade somewhere with Dallas? What is this all? I don't know.
I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, why don't you like Dallas players? I just don't like them.
Yeah.
Not even after they retire.
Yeah. Does anybody know where we got that pick from Dallas or why we got that pick from Dallas in the third round? It doesn't say compensatory. The number 140th overall pick from Dallas. Somebody can tell me where we got that.
We swapped spots with him or something one time. I don't know.
Again. Fuck Dallas. That's the first thing everybody wants to say.
Yes, Adam.
Let's talk about dream team quarterbacks from this fucking franchise, huh?
you talking about dream team coming up or dream team just in general?
Vince Young had a great career as a Philadelphia Eagle. Hey, Sudfeld. Hey, you know.
Nate Sudfeld was a Cobb. Hey, Kevin Cobb.
Hold on, bro. Nate Sudfeld's probably loving this shit.
I know.
Right? He's getting paid $1.5 million a year to hold a fucking clipboard.
And they felt like they owe. Now, I don't know if they think that we're stupid as fuck.
Right.
They felt like they owed him something to put him in the game. Get the complete fuck out of here. It's like, you don't owe him. That's just like they didn't owe you shit. That's why they fired the shit out of you when you came in there with a bogus plan.
Yep.
It's like nobody owes you nothing. This is business, not personal.
It's again. All right, let's do this. Let's come back. Final thoughts. Call it a day for the evening. But
yeah, because we got the ice and shorts is coming up. We want to give the folks a chance to replenish and refresh to come back for our fellow for our compadres.
Yes, yes. All right, everybody, get tanked. Happy hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light. We'll be back for our final segment right after this. All right, everybody, get tanked. Happy hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by Bud Light. My name is Quimby. I am alongside Hollis, Tank, Thomas, cracking another Bud Light. My man. Glad you guys like the playlist this evening. We're trying to get a little bit different than what we're normally doing. We get into habits sometimes with songs I like. And
I'm glad you noticed that.
Basically, what you're hearing tonight is what you would listen to if you're driving from BWI to in Hollis's car. This is the Hollis Tank Thomas playlist, baby.
Hey, to all the, I'd like to send a special shout out to our Green Legion legends. My T-shirt is a T-shirt that they sent me for my birthday. Let me move the microphone. Can you see what it says?
That's awesome. Nice.
Like, thank everybody for my T-shirt. I was receiving gifts well into last week. So thank you guys. I love you guys. I can't wait to party with you guys again. I want to party with you guys.
And, just so you know, I spoke with the Phillies again today. You know, when we have some sort of home opener that we can attend, we will be running a home opener ticket and tailgate package, everybody. We will be running a home opener ticket and tailgate package. And we're planning on going full force once again this year with our trips. We are hoping – I think the world is back to normal by July 4th. That's it. The baseball all-star game is going to be the coming out party. I think that's what everybody is looking for.
Yep.
America's favorite pastime. There will be full capacity stadiums at that time. I think the first full capacity stadium you see is going to be for the All-Star game this year. So that gives us a couple months before we get to football. And if football isn't on this year, then you know what? I'm going to shoot myself.
Had nowhere to go from there, huh?
But also, when we get the schedule, the Dominican trip will be in full force again.
Awesome sauce.
You're going to do that. That was such a great time for everybody. Looking forward to doing it again.
I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Yeah, it was a good trip, man. Yeah. You can't deny that one. It's a nice break. And you know what? Again, we're going to look at it from a bye week standpoint and from the Giants home game standpoint or Giants away game standpoint. I'm not taking anybody to the Meadowlands. Giants fans are the biggest fucking jerk-offs on the planet. Go, Tank.
What about the Detroit game? the Detroit game.
Is Detroit on the schedule?
I think so.
Yeah, so we might be going to put the gun over Detroit too.
some people were making those suggestions when I think the schedule comes out pretty soon. It's April the 10th, I think it comes out.
Yeah, I have to consider that. And we also want to throw a weekend down in Fort Lauderdale at the Parrot. There's one thing I also want to talk to all of you about right now. I never talked about this on air before, but as we come into April, we're going to ask for your help. I want to make Green Legion Radio another real revenue source for us. It will allow us to do so many more things, bring more athletes to the table, more autograph opportunities, more picture opportunities when we're on road games. There's so many things that this radio show, all three of them, ones we want to add, that can bring more entertainment value to our overall. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we start getting some major sponsors. And if we go to having more shows on the weekend, which is the plan right now, we have an opportunity. And iHeart is giving us an opportunity to allow sponsors to advertise not just on Fox Sports The Gambler, but on WDAS, on Power 99, on Q102, all of their stations across the board with some very aggressive advertising packages. You will never see radio sponsorship pricing like you will right now. So if you work for yourself and you want to do something small, we can make it big. If you work for a company that you think might benefit by advertising on our show, becoming a sponsor of not only the Green Legion, but Green Legion Radio across all iHeart stations, we can turn a corporate buy into a massive buy. There are a lot of things that we can do right now that we don't have the opportunities to do in normal years. So everybody, please, if you know, and we want to start this now, we are looking for advertisers starting April when I return. Quimby@greenlegion.com. Please send me an email. Let me know. Reach out to your friends. Send something on social media. Green Legion Radio is looking for advertisers. You not only will become a sponsor of the Green Legion, but of Green Legion Radio and all iHeart stations. We would love your help and getting the word out on this, you guys. We appreciate it so much. Tank.
Yes, sir.
I do want to talk about one more thing. It's on the because I don't think we're going to be able to do it on Thursday's taping.
Okay.
Let's talk about dysfunctional Philadelphia executive offices in history. And, you know, this one obviously right now with the Philadelphia did I say Eagles? Philadelphia Sports.
Sports. You said Philadelphia Sports. Yeah.
Philadelphia Sports. Eagles are obviously up there, but I mean, you can't look at the Flyers and not suggest the Bobby Clark, Paul Holmgren eras as non-dysfunctional executive offices in Philadelphia history. You can't look at Billy King and Sam Hinkie, who was in the middle of that Billy King before Sam Hinkie. There was another flub in there.
Doug Collins.
Doug Collins. No. There's another one in there.
The father and son. What were they named? I can't think of.
Well, Elton Brand.
Not Elton Brand. It's before Elton Brand. He had to step down because his wife was divulging personal information via Twitter.
No.
We're talking
Ed Stefanski.
No.
I know the Colangelos.
Colangelos, that's them.
The Colangelos obviously dysfunctional, but I'm talking about the Ed Stefanski, Billy King era, where you know you had 12 years. After the run the Sixers made, and Billy King, you know, driving his team into NBA mediocrity, you had a good 7 or 8 years of, you know, and Stefanski was Comcast Spectacor. You know, he was a plebe. He wasn't even a dwarf among midgets, unfortunately, but, you can't move too far away from the Phillies on this one either. I mean,
yeah, you can't.
So, I mean, what do you think? We all know right now the worst dysfunctional family in Philadelphia sports is this Howie Roseman Jeff Lurie relationship.
Yep, it's currently the Birds. Our Birds.
What do you think after that?
After the Birds, I'm gonna go with the Phillies. I got to go with the Phillies with Middleton and what they've been over there doing up until now, until they got a true general manager in the coach. I can't think of the coach's name. I can't think of the current GM's name until he put them in their place and told them.
Girardi.
Girardi, yeah. Until he put them in their place, let them know that I can't win with this shit that y'all just gave me. And so he did that and told them to go out and get some players. They were a shit show too, and then you had to go to the Sixers. But the biggest shit show.
We like what Dave Dombrowski's doing right now.
Yes, we like what he's doing right now. So they're not really a shit show. It's like the I kind of liked what the Flash was slightly doing, but I don't know the history.
Did you like when they burned Hextall out of town?
I did like that. That's what I wanted. I thought he was he would say one thing and do another,
Edgar, how are you, brother? Harmon, I appreciate that, brother. Dave Harris, now Ed Wade. We found out that all of what we had with that run on our World Series win mm-hmm. and the Yankees and mm-hmm. the 2010 season where we should have won right. another World Series, that was all Ed.
What's the kid's name? He went to Kansas City and won 1-1 right after that. I can't think of his name. I know who you're talking about because I was watching.
Ruben Amaro wasn't responsible.
It wasn't him. It was somebody else.
What? I don't know who you're talking
about. Who's somebody else who was responsible for that, who left, who he let leave, and he went out to the Oakland A's and made them good, and then went to the Kansas City Royals and made them finally win a title.
I don't know.
I can't think of his name. I'll find it out. I have to ask my boy, my boy Rob Cherry. Okay. Because he's in all that. And he was in all that. At the time, we kept on saying the guy was in Kansas City.
Pat Gillick.
Yes, that's him. That's him. Yeah, sorry for yelling.
Thanks, English. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the guy. He went down, and that's the guy who orchestrated a lot of the stuff. And as a fan base, you don't really see the turnover until it's too late, because there's still some of the players that they left there and some of the system in which they left there in place to get the organization through a few years. Now, once they get rid of the person who was the orchestrator and who did everything, and then you see shit start to decline, and it's like, okay, so that was the mortar, that was the glue that y'all let go. It's like, right. It's kind of like when the 1 year we had a decent year. And then we let our pitching coach go, and he went to Atlanta. And then who was in the playoffs? Atlanta, kicking ass. Pitchers doing great. So it's because you want to promote your boy. Kind of like what you say, the white guy retread. So it was when Captain Coconut Oil was there.
Oh, God.
They let the older guy go down to Atlanta, and Atlanta was kicking our ass every chance they got. So. It's a bunch of dysfunctional things going on, but I think everybody's changing for the better, except for our birds.
Yeah.
The only person left standing currently through all the shenanigans that we just went through is Howie. Howie's the only guy left standing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is he? I don't know. Is he Teflon? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's one of those things where you don't hope the worst for him. You hope, because it's our squad. You want the best because it's our squad. But if he keeps on fucking up, how many chances do we fucking give him?
Right. Exactly.
So,
we all know definition of insanity.
Continue to do things over and over again, expecting a different result.
Exactly.
This has been Tank Sterling. In the Twilight Zone.
On that, good time to stop the show and turn it over to our boys, Michael Shut Up Diaz and Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie.
Ooh, thank you for doing the show and keeping it solid. Absolutely. As always.
Absolutely, baby. I can't do it without you.
Yeah. And I send a special love out to all the people that stuck with us.
And then, one more happy birthday again, 50th,
to Jay.
Jay Vagnetti. We love you.
Yes. Baby. We love you, baby. Happy birthday.
Let's do it. Let's turn it over. We got about a 40-minute break before the boys come on. Make sure you tune back in to our Facebook page at The Green Legion. On behalf of Hollis, Tank, Thomas, and myself, Craig Quimby Chinoski, this is the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by Bud Light. Everybody. We will see you next Tuesday.